We were at the Mass Bomb School in Philadelphia. It's a vocational school, but because they had a music department in which some of the best young players were leaving and going to Curtis Institute and ending up in the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Baltimore Symphony, the Dallas Symphony, and things like this. And Buddy DeFranco was we were in the symphonic band. And I think it was Tommy Dorsey, had an amateur musicians contest. And when they were traveling throughout the country, they'd come to a major city, and they would have these young musicians come and compete. And the ones who won the contest would be given a month to play with the orchestra, with Tommy Dorsey's band. And when he came to Philadelphia, Buddy DeFranco went down and played, and he won over everybody else. So he played with Tommy's band for a couple of months, and he was our hero at the school. And in school, the people running it were all classically oriented. If you played anything other than classical music, you had no business being there, you know. And even if they played it well, it made no difference. The jazz was the devil's music, and the two didn't go together. But I was playing in the orchestra, and the York Instrument Company, a band instrument company, was making booklets of all these different bands in the high schools, colleges, and so forth. And they came to the Mass Bomb School to photograph the band, the symphonic band, which was under the leadership of Ross Wyer, who had been a sousaphone player with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. So they're taking pictures, and the leader, the dean of the school, came in. He saw me. We had three solo trumpets, cornets, three first, second, third, and fourth. And I was in the solo cornet section, one of the three players there. And these guys were setting up the band. And he came in. He looked over. He said to me, "Hey, Wilder, what are you doing? Get down there where you belong." And he points to the fourth cornet section. And I said, "Well, Mr. So-and-so, you know, I've been playing here all semester." He said, "You're going to start arguing with me about this?" And he just beat me down. He said, and so finally, and Buddy DeFranco was one of the guys, Leon Cohen, these guys who were friends of mine in the orchestra, they started screaming at him. He's been sitting there, and Mr. Wire wasn't there. He hadn't come in yet. And he starts giving me a rougher time. He said, "Well, let me hear you play a C sharp major scale, two octaves. Let me see you do this. Let me see." And he just kept doing it. And finally, he realized that, you know, I wasn't the one he's making an idiot of. He looked like a guy. And the students were browbeating him. "Mr. So-and-so, he's been here all this time." And finally, he let me alone. It was unbelievable. But I love those guys for that. No, I'll never forget them.